Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up on tonight, God. And we give you all the glory, Lord, all the praise and all the honor, God. Lord, as we stand before you today, Father God, we just want to glorify your name, God. Acknowledge you, God, for being who you are. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, Father. You are great to be praised, God. You are Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher, Lord. And on tonight, God, we want to give you, Lord God, what we owe to you, God, what's due to you, Father God, because, Lord God, you, Father God, paid the price for us, God. You, Lord God, made the sacrifice for us, Lord God. And tonight, Lord God, we want to give you, Lord God, what is due to you, Father God. And we know, Lord God, we can never repay you for what you have done, God. We can't thank you enough, Father God. We can never, Father God, measure back up, Lord God, to what you did for us, God. But the least that we can do, God, is give you our best praise and worship, God. And not because you're doing stuff for us, God, but because we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you, God. And want to show you our gratitude, Lord God, because we are grateful, God, and we are thankful, God, for all that you do, Father God. Even though the things that we got to go through and experience, God, we are thankful for those experiences and those challenges, Lord God, because we know, God, they are intentional on purpose for your purpose and all a part of your grand master plan, God, because they are necessary, God, in order, Father God, for you to get the glory, Lord. And we just want to tell you thank you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, God, that you get the glory, God, out of our experiences and our challenges, God. You get the glory, God, out of our, Father God, walking upright and holy. You get the glory, God, out of us, Father God, coming out of the storms, Lord God, that we have to go through, God, and grow through, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you on today, Father God, even as those storms came through, Father God, that they did not destroy us, God, but they stripped some things away, God. We thank you, God, those storms did not destroy us, Father God, but they washed some things away, God. We thank you, God, the storms did not destroy us, God, but it moved us, God, into position. And we just want to say thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because we know sometimes, God, we think that the storms, they come, Lord God, to disrupt our lives, God, but they come, Lord God, to disrupt some things, Lord God, that were not the way, God, that you designed for them to be originally, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you have our best interest and intentions at hand, Lord God, that you want the very best for us, Lord God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for any and everything that you do for us, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for everything that you brought us through. We thank you on today, Father God, for everything you're taking us to, God. Oh, Lord, we give you all the glory on tonight, God. God, you are awesome. You are amazing, God. And we just want to bless your name on tonight, God. You are sovereign, God. You are glorious, Lord God. And we bless you on tonight, Lord. Oh, God, you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy. God, and we just want to magnify your name, God, as we lift you up and give you praise, God. And not only tell you thank you, God, but tell you that we love you, Lord. Tell you that we love you, Lord God, so much, Father God. We thank you for loving us so unconditionally, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, God, in our mess. Thank you, God, for loving us, God, in spite of us being us, God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us, God, to our best, God, because you see the best in us, God, and we thank you on today. We thank you, God, for seeing the best in us, God, so you can help us not to be us, God, that we can be the best that you have already, Father God, preordained and predestined and called for us to be, God. We magnify your name on tonight, God, because we want you to know, Lord God, it is all you, God, nothing and nobody else, Lord God. You get the glory, God. You get the praise, God. You get the honor, Lord God, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, God, on tonight, let our praise, God, let our worship, God, let it be acceptable to you, God, let it be a sweet savor to you, Father God, let it be pleasing to your ears, God, as we show you our love and our gratitude on tonight, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you don't owe us anything, Lord God. You're not obligated to do nothing, Lord God, because you have already done enough for us, God, when you gave us your son, Father God. You have already done enough for us, Father God, when you set the tone and the standard with you sent your son, God. We want to tell you thank you, God. God, it is us that owe you. So tonight, God, we give it all to you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, all the salutations, God, and all the accolade, God, all the acknowledgement, Father God, because it is you, God. It is you, our provider. It is you, our way maker. It is you, our healer. It is you, our comforter. It is you, our counselor. You are our mediator. You are our protector. You are our shield. You are our defender. You are our chastiser and corrector, our buffeter and our rebuker, Lord God. Lord, it is all you, Lord. And we lift you up on tonight, Father God. Oh God, we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. And we want to take a thank you, God, for washing us and purifying us, God. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for ordering our steps and directing our path. Thank you on tonight, Father God, for correcting our vision, Lord God. For, Father God, resetting our minds, Lord God, that we can be set in a proper place where we need to be in our thoughts and our minds, God, that we will not have the wrong perceptions, God, and have illusions and delusions, God, and come up with conclusions, Lord God, and into our own understanding, God, that causes us to be in a place that you don't want us to be, God, and that's enslaved and bound, Father God, when you sent your son Jesus, that we may be free, God. We thank you, God, for true salvation, for true freedom, God, for telling us how we can really be free and stay free, God, and not just for a moment, God, but for a lifetime, God, for eternity, Lord God. We thank you on today, God, because we know we can only find that true freedom, that real peace in you, God. And we thank you on today, God, for true freedom and real peace, God, from any and everything in our lives, God. We just bless you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, God, for giving us the strength and the courage to forsake it all, God, for being willing, God, to make a sacrifice, and Father God, to pay the cost, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, our salvation is going to cost us some things, Lord God, that we got to sacrifice some things, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, for helping us to have a desire in our heart, Lord God, to want to be free and stay free, God, that we can have that perfect peace, God, that we can have life and have it more abundantly, Father God, that we, Lord God, can be in position, God, to accept and receive everything that you have for us, God, that we are no longer, God, hindering our own selves, God, for what you have in store for us, God, spiritually as well as naturally. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, to be more mindful, Lord God, of our salvation, more concerned about it, God. Thank you on tonight, God, for helping us to be more mindful, God, of giving you thanks, God, and giving you gratitude, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate you so much, God, because you spared us from us, God. You saved us from us, God, taking our own selves, God, down a spiraling hole, God, into that place of destruction, Lord. We appreciate you, Father God, because you stepped right on in, right on time. And we thank you on the tonight, Lord God, and on that day when you called our names, Lord God, we heard you. We thank you on tonight, God, because we wouldn't be where we are today and who we are today, God, if you did not do what you did. If you had not come and rescued us, God, if you had not sought after us, Lord God, and left the 99 for us when we were that one, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. You were there for us, God, when we didn't even know, Lord God, that you were there for us, God. And now that we are here where we are today, God, we know that you are always there, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, God. That you'll be right there with us, God, to the very ends of the world, Lord God. And we thank you, God, for always being with us, God, through it all and even in it all, Father God. Because we know, God, even when we're in that valley, in that dark place, you are there and you are the light, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you show us that you are the light, even when we're in dark places, Lord God, so that we don't have to be afraid, God, because we know that you are with us, Lord. Oh God, we want to tell you thank you. We thank you on today, God, for being the light. We thank you on today, God, for being the life. We thank you on today, God, for being the truth, God, so that we know, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God, when we're in those times and those places and those situations and circumstances, because you are there. Because you are dependable, God, that you are faithful, God. And we know, Lord God, that you hear our cries. Because you answer, Lord God. And we thank you, God, for the ways that you answer, God, because it lets us know that you answer, that you hear us, that you are answering us for sure, God, because it does not come, God, in an ordinary way. It comes in an unordinary and extraordinary way, God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to take a thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, you are magnificent. We thank you tonight, God, you're omniscient and you're omnipresent. We thank you on tonight, God, because you are God. And you are God alone, Lord, and you don't need no help. You do it all by yourself, God. Your arms are not shorter, neither are they slack. You do exceed above all we ask, think, or even imagine, God. And we thank you, God, for always exceeding our expectations. thank you on tonight, God, as we wait patiently on you in expectation, Lord God. We praise you and we worship you in our wait, God. Because we know, God, you're a man of your word and you're a promise keeper. We know, God, that you are our strength if we find ourselves weary. We know, Father God, if we come to that place, Lord God, that you renew our strength, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you on tonight, Lord God. And tell you that it means so much to us for you to be who you are for us, God, in any and every area of our life, Father God. God, it does not matter who, what, when, where, or why is not there, stops being there, or don't want to be there, God. You always show up. You always show out. You always step right on in. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you on today, Father God, because we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. We can give you our troubles, God, our heavy weights and our heavy burdens, Lord God. And we can rest in you, God, because we have that assurance in you, that confidence, Father God, the knowing, God, that you are God and that you are God alone and that you are moving on our behalf, God, doing your best work in the dark, working behind the scenes, God. So, Lord God, continue, Father God, to give us the mindset and willpower, God, not to be deceived by what we see and what we hear, God. That's not really what it pertains to be, God. Continue, Lord God, to give us the eyes to see, Father God, that we see through the plots and tricks and trades and, Father God, the deception and manipulations of the enemy, God. Lord God, continue to give us a heart of flesh, God, that we continue to stay open, Lord God, that your spirit, you can enter in and dwell there, Lord God, so that we can be on one accord, the spirit, and hear the spirit is saying to the church, Lord God. God, I ask so tonight that you continue to guide and lead your sheep, God. Continue to be the good shepherd, Lord God, and steer your flock away, Father God, from the harm and danger, God, seen and unseen. Oh, God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that you continue, Lord God, to pull and tug on us, God, unction us, God, and we are willing and obedient to answer, Lord. God, I ask so tonight you continue to stir up some things on inside us, God, as you draw us closer to you, Father God, and that you continue, Lord God, to feed us, Lord God, because you are the bread of life. And we thank you, God, for being a bread of life, God, because we know, Lord God, the bread that you give us, God, it will, Father God, fulfill our hunger. And we want to say thank you on tonight. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to give a desire that even the more, God, those things that are of you, God, that we will no longer hunger and thirst the things of this world, God, but those things that are of you, God, because we know those things of this world are corruptible, but those things in you, God, are not. And we want to say thank you, God, for continuously filling us with those things that are of you, God. Oh, God, you are our true joy. You are our true peace, God. Even in the midst of the chaos, God, we thank you once a day for being our comforter, wrapping your arms around us, God, and giving us that peace that we need, God. As you whisper in our ears and speak to our hearts, God, we just want to tell you thank you, Lord, for letting us know that everything is going to be all right. For letting us know, Father God, that you're all sovereign, all power is in your hand. For letting us know, God, that you are in control. You are our great heavenly creator, Father God. You are the one that formed and fashioned this world, Father God. You are the one, Lord God, that numbered the hairs on our head, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that created the heavens and the earth, God, and everything in between it, Lord God. And we just bless you on today, Lord God. We thank you on today, God. May we continue, Lord God, to see your goodness each and every day. May we continue, Father God, to see all the things that you do, even the small things, God, that we, Lord God, would not disregard or take anything for granted, Lord God, because again, Lord God, everything that you do for us, God, it is a privilege and a gift, God. And we are grateful that you do what you do for us, Lord God. God, I ask for today that you continue to touch your people, God, all across the world, God, all across this nation, God. Lord God, continue to be the great provider that you are, the great defender that you are, the great healer that you are, the great comforter that you are, Lord God, the great corrector that you are, Lord God. And see about your people, God, north, south, east, and west, God, every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every age group, and every ethnicity, Lord God, and even those who don't know the hate, who they identify as, God, I'm asking that you will continue, Lord God, to help your people to find their identities in you, God, and not in this world, Lord God. Touch on today, Father God, your people may know who they are and whose they are, God. Touch them today, God, that our children, God, will know who they are and whose they are in you, Lord God. Even in the marriages, God. Even, God, on the jobs, God. Even in the body of Christ, God. Continue on today, Father God, to help your people, Father God, to find the right way to go. Continue, Father God, to find a straight and narrow path. Seek after you, your kingdom, and your righteousness, Lord God. God, continue to make us righteous. Continue to make us holy, God. Pleasing in your sight today, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to do what you do best, Lord God. Let's be God and God, all by yourself, God, because you don't need us, God. But we thank you, God, that you choose to use us each and every day, Lord God. We thank you, 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 God. God, may we continue to be glorified in our lives. May we continue, Lord God, to glorify you in all that you do and acknowledging you, God, in any and everything, Lord God. God, I ask for tonight that you continue, Lord God, to touch those who are in the hospitals, God, in the sick rooms, Lord God, the cancer units, God, touch the families, God, that have lost their children, Lord God, to this battle that they are fighting, Lord God, and comfort their hearts tonight, Lord. God, I ask for tonight that you continue, Lord God, go to the NICUs and the ICUs and labor delivery units, Lord. God, I ask for tonight that you continue to go into the nursing homes, God, and the group homes, Lord. God, I'm asking for tonight that you continue, Lord God, to go into the psych wards and the mental units, God, and continue, Lord God, to touch the children's hospitals, Lord God. I'm asking us that, God, you'll put your people in place, Lord God, and they, Lord God, will come, Lord, in a spiritual mindset, Lord God, to help the children, Lord God. Not just medicate them and have them doped up, God, but have a heart, God, to want to help these babies get better, Lord God. Really identifying what's going on within, God, and praying for them, Lord God. God, we just want to say a thank you on today, God, because we know the power of prayer changes things, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, God, their mindset, their mentality states, God, and in every spirit, Lord God, that is not of you, that's attached to them, God, or passed down to them, God, by generation to generation, and the generation of curse would be severed and removed, Lord. God, I ask on today, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to touch the prayers on the altar, God, even the prayers on the prayer wall, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to heal the bodies of our loved ones, God, that have had major surgeries, God, touch the backs, touch the livers, touch the kidneys on tonight, God. Asking on tonight, Father God, and touch those who have to carry around the ostomy bag, Lord. God, I'm asking on tonight, Father God, that you continue, Lord God, to stabilize your people, God. Continue, Lord God, to touch the pituitary glands on tonight, God. Those who have had open heart surgery, Lord. God, I'm asking that you continue to do what you do best. You are a healer, Lord God. Continue to heal, Father God, from any mental sicknesses on today, God, and any physical sicknesses, God, any emotional sicknesses, God, and any, Father God, underlying things, God, that have not been identified, God, but because we know that you created us, God, you are the one, Lord God, that made our bodies, Lord, and you know just exactly how everything is supposed to function, God, and if it is out of place, God, we asking that you, Lord God, will put it back in place, God. God, continue, Lord God, to touch those who have heart monitors, Lord. Continue to touch those, God, who have blood sugar, Lord. I'm asking on today, God, you continue to balance out these things today, Father God. You know what, when, why, and what's causing it, Father God, so when the doctor can't identify, no, Lord God. We know that you can because you are the doctor, Lord God. You are the healer, Lord. And may you get the glory, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for making us whole and complete. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for returning us back to our proper place in you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you on tonight, God. God, continue to shower down and outpour your spirit, God. Continue to fill us and lift us up, Lord God. And we will, God, continue to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We love you and we appreciate you, God. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your Son, Jesus' name. God, continue to prepare our hearts, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to prepare our lives, Lord God, for what you have in store for us, God, as you continue to make us ready. And we thank you again, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray and ask these things, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.